Again, I went on bed sick, no sleep. Something is.
What were you writing about?
About there are four books. They are out of press, so I am going to reprint. So some correction, and about Nodip Dham Parikrama in Hindi. In Bengali there are so many books. In Hindi there are many books. All Gaud Mandal plus Nodip Mandal. And what have been related in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata.
The copyright, you should make sure about your, when you write, you publish your book, the copyright.
Okay.
Someone, the book should be copyrighted. There should be copyright.
So that none can publish?
Yes, or if you want everybody to publish, then don't copyright. What is your desire?
As the Rupa Goswami, what he has done.
No copyright. Because that book, Krishna's Holy Land, there was some copyright.
Acha.
That Jagannath Das wrote his own name as the copyright.
I prohibited him not to do.
But he did that in that book. But I have inquired and found out that whoever the author is, he has actually got the copyright, no matter what is said, unless he gives to
him. I have not seen yet what he has done, but I have strictly forbidden him not to do anything like you have done. I cannot do, Namin cannot do, or any of our society cannot do, or to whom I can give this, they cannot do. I don't.
He didn't do it. He put in his own name.
Yes, I told him.
But I found out from one person that unless Maharaj gives in writing the permission, it doesn't have. It doesn't matter what Jagannath has written. He does not have the copyright.
Maharaj
has the copyright. Yes.
I know. I have not given any permission, anything. He wanted this permission.
Yeah.
I told, I will never give. Then he became furious and began to weep and jump. I told him that you are very swarthy. I have given everything without anything. What I do for all, not for me or any special person. Rupa Goswami or Vyasadeva have even not given his name that I am author of this book. They were very broad-minded. Some books are so that even anyone does not know that who has written this book. We don't want bhakti, but we want money, fame and all these things. Yeah. What? Mm-hmm. Well, by reading you can do everything. You only revise. Questions before?
I don't know if we have any specific questions about Madhurita Dandini.
You have read something?
We read the first chapter.
You also?
We all read.
Anything that you cannot follow? Perhaps you follow all these things. एक तो हल्का हल्का चलिए दे खूब हल्का कम से कम जूताटा उधर ना नहीं है जाके उधर वो कौन उधर से कौन ले गया एक हंते के कानून नहीं गला एक हने These are commentaries?
It is the same as what he has.
No commentaries?
No, it is a translation.
Translation?
By?
Of commentary. By?
No, translation of the Madhurya Kadambini by Banu Swami. You know one Japanese sannyasi who lives in Mayapur much of the time with ISKCON?
He's
a disciple of our Guru Maharaj. He knows Bengali and some Sanskrit also.
Oh, you have? What? You have done?
No. So, Vitrinath Chakrabarti quotes the verse, Dana Vrata Tapa Homa Japa Swadhyaya Sanyamai. Shayobir Vividas Chanyam Krishna Bhakti Visadhyate. Devotion to Krishna is accomplished by such things as charity, austerities, homa, japa, study, sense control, and other pious activities. Then the translation of Vishwanath Chakrabarti says, however, this statement refers to bhakti in the mode of material goodness, which belongs to the system of jnana, rather than the transcendental, fully spiritual bhakti in the category of prema. Then he says, of course, some people say that charity refers to giving to Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, that vrata or austerity refers to such ratas as ekadasi. Thus they are all angas or limbs of sadhana bhakti. To say that bhakti is attained by these angas is not correct, for this simply means that bhakti is caused by bhakti. So, what is this
bhakti in the mode of material goodness which belongs to the system of jnana.
Judge. What?
What is bhakti in the mode of goodness?
What
the
we
mode
have
of
understood.
Material goodness which belongs to the system of jnana.
Page
towards the bottom of
first vrishti.
Yeah.
First.
He quotes one shloka, Dhanavrata.
Not Dhanavrata, here.
Dhanavrata top. Dhanavrata tapoma japa svatya sanya mai shreyo dhira dividais chanya krishne bhaktir nisadyate. You want that as a word?
That's the question.
That's the question. What is it?
You understand, perhaps?
He wants an explanation.
You can tell. There are two slokas here, quite opposite meaning. Bhaktir sadhyate, bhakti na sadhyate. Understand? By yoga, sankhya, dan, vrata, tapa, adhari means yajna, sannyasai, na jatmanam api prapnuvat. If anyone is following yoga, sankhya, dan, vrata, tapa, first slok, and yajna, everything, with very care, yet they cannot have bhakti. No? This is first thing. And anywhere else in Srimad Bhagavata, this is sloka of Srimad Bhagavata. And dana brata tapa homa svadhyaya sanjamai sriyo bibi vidhaischa anyai krishne bhakti hi sadhyate. And here it is written that by dan, brat, tap, hom, swadhyay, sanjam, sriyobhi, vividhai, and other by means, bhakti can be have. No? So, why these different opinions, different
statement.
Siddhanta.
First is quite right. Quite right here. Second, by dan brata and swadhyaya sanjams, by this ang, bhakti cannot be. So many places it has been written, authentic books, or Goswami has also written like this. But why? Here is Bhakti, Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling that there are three kinds of bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, and Vishuddha Bhakti, Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Following? Here it has been told for Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Jnana Pradhani Bhuta. Understand? Pradhani Bhuta. Jnana is superior there. And Bhakti is for sadhana of Jnana. So, here bhakti is subordinate to that jnana. So, Jnana Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti can be achieved by all these things. But Prema Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti cannot be achieved.
Not Uttam Bhakti.
Not Uttama Bhakti. Like Brahma Bhutaha Prasannatmana Sochati Na Kangchati Samasarvesh Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. This is Jnana Mishra Bhakti. And after that, if any association of Vaishuddha Vaishnava is found, then they can go in Uttama Bhakti. Or he has, Vishwanatha Bhakti had told, Dan means to give. Not dan. There are two kinds of givings. One is dan, meaning having some motive for giving anything to anyone. Sakam. And for service, anything can be given to Guru Vaishnava. Having no desire to receive anything for that thing. So, dan means dadati, pratigrahnati, guhyam makhyati, prichati, bhungte, bhojyate, chaiva, sarvidham. That dan. To give Vaishnavas or Guru or to Krishna anything is dan here. And Vrata Ekadasi, Janamashtami. This breath. Gaur Janmashtami ityadi. Tap. Tap mane ekadasi tap. Kartik breath tap. These are tap. Home. Home mane Vaishnava home. Jap. Gopal Mantra, Kamagatri, Guru Mantra, all Jap. Swadhyaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam, and all other books, like. Sanyam Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya, you know? Yukta Vairagya. By this, Sadhan Bhakti will be done. And after that, Bhav Bhakti will come, and then Uttama Bhakti will come. Theek hai?
That is the way to reconcile. And then Bhakti is caused by Bhakti, because they are all...
Bhakti is Bhav Bhakti. Because to give anything for the service of Guru and Vaishnava is Bhakti. To chant, to jap, Gopal Mantra and all these things is Bhakti. Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Vrat are Bhakti. Everything are here. Why he has kept the name of this book, Madhurya Kadambini?
The cloud holds the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is...
Cloud holds the mercy
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is falling on the seeds to nourish the bhakti.
How do you?
The cloud gets the water from the ocean. So the ocean of mercy is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. And then he's returning that, he's pouring that down. And then this is what Maharaj is saying.
Here he's explaining Nautha Bhakti as seed in our heart. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij in Chaitanya Charitamrita. By the mercy of Guru, or by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhagavan, we can have the seed of bhakti. These are sasya, savanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, arjanam, vandanam, dasakhyatam, vidam. Or five kinds of bhakti. Are you bandhu hai kal pakhata? Pakhata bandhu? Or five kinds of bhakti. Especially very helpful for raganuga. Sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat sravan, mathura vas, Simutti Saddhaya Sevan. Simutti Sevan, like Raghunath Das Goswami has served Simutti. Arupa Sanatam Govinda Madan Mohan. Gopal Bhatt as Radharaman. Bhav Seva. And Mathura Bas means Naudip Bas, Puri Bas. Especially Vrindavan, Radhakund, Shyamkund, all these places. If not by body, by mind. By mind is perhaps superior. If an unqualified person lives in Vrindavan or in Radhakund and takes daily bath in Radhakund, but mentally he is not in Radhakund and he is not anything gaining from good association, then it is better to live by mind if he is qualified. No? So we should be very careful to live in Vrindavan or Radhakund or any. I have seen so many bogus persons, don't know anything, only doing aparad. They live in Vrindavan and Radhakund and all other places. Only bogus persons. So we should be tried to live by quality, not outwardly. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman. Bhagavat means especially by Tika, commentaries. And always thinking about all these commentaries. Especially, I prefer Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Ji Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are origin of all these things, but yet he has done so beautifully Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and useful for us. So these are sasya. Sasya means seeds like wheat and all other things. Sasya.
They are like water? Or like seeds, the shravana kirtanam.
Corn.
Corn?
Corn.
Seeds.
Bija.
Not bija. Rice, paddy, all these things are called corn?
Grain.
Grains.
Anna.
Sasya. Fruit may be all these things. Or Navajata Bhakti. By the grace of Guru, by the grace of Vaishnavas, if he has new bhakti here, these are called sasya, grains and all other things. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives jivani shakti like clouds give rain showers, and by that everything gets new life. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy is clouds, and from there rain showers are coming. He is telling that in English it has been written, perhaps,
yes.
Everything. You understand all these things.
But we especially like to hear from Narayana Maharaj.
Your time is very precious.
When I read this, it's very dry and abstract. But when I hear you, then it's different.
Here, or prarabdha. Prarabdha, you know?
Manifest.
Our acts of previous births. These are called sanskar or prarabdha, by which our this birth is going on.
Karma. Like karma.
Like?
Karma.
Karma.
The fruit of karma. To test we have come in this life.
Mature. It's the mature fruits.
Fruits.
Of the
previous karma.
Our current situation.
Yeah. These are so many. First is avidya, then aprarabdha karma, and lakhs of birth, all are gathered there. Karma fruit, aprarabdha.
Karma phal.
Karma phal. Koot. Koot means this fifth of all karmas. And prarabdha. Among them, some are to give fruit. They are not in a position to give fruit at that time. After so many years, they will give fruit. So they are called aprarabdha. Now our karma for this body is prarabdha karma. By that prarabdha karma, we are being heated. What meaning?
Burning.
We are burning. Always. Tritap. If there is no rain falling, but yet clouds are there, there is something gained. All hits
relief.
And we hope that there will be shower, rain shower. So, every river means our heart, is so much prafulla, not satisfied. It becomes so
glad,
happy. Happy means something, but or ullas.
Joyful?
Joyful, maybe, yes. Nirankush kripa. Nirankush kripa. Nirankush in original. Nirankush means whether he may be papi or not papi, he may be durachari, not durachari, anyone he may be. He has Shraddha or not, anything. But he, when he comes in the sight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mercy falls. So, here he is telling that my heart is like a tree which is in Marubhumi, desert, no? And it is about to be dry. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy as a cloud is seen, it is very joyful. And if there is rainy shower, before rainy shower, by abhas, bhaktir abhas, prema bhakti, that is bhav, his mercy can give prem. He is telling that before rainy shower, that is in abhas, bhav bhakti, this tree becomes so green.
Already.
What to tell when rain will be? So I pray for such a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
This is very good. I think that you should go through it step by step, because whatever we may have, as Satrumar said, it is more dry. But when you speak it, it is much better, more clearly realized.
Yes, exactly the point. It's like the shower.
Like Jagai Madhai. Chapal Gopal. You know Chapal Gopal?
Yes.
And like Kusht Vipra. Kusht Vipra in Deccan, South India. Kusht Vyadhi.
Leptosis.
And there are so many instances that those who came in touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what may be they turned in prema bhakti. So Vishwanath Chakravarti is praying for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A man can tell that, why you praying from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? Because he is ready, he is anyhow, वो प्रेम देने के लिए वो स्वयं आतुर हैं. He is what आतुर? Whether you will want or not want, he has come to give you surely prema bhakti. Then why, what is the use of praying? One thing is there. Kala Krishna Das, you know, who went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could not have that mercy. Or someone like that fellow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is not bound by anything. He is svatantra, nirankush. Nirankush means for a elephant. Ankush is needed. Ankush.
Yeah. Goat. The elephant goat. G-O-A-D. Goat.
G-O-A-D. G. Goat.
Goat.
G-O-A-D.
G-O-A-D.
It's a goat. Is needed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this mercy is not
doesn't require gold.
He is nirankush. Nirankush means no reason, nothing.
Causeless.
He can do his mercy upon any man without any reason. So He will do all other, but I may be escape. He is fearing. So he is praying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give his mercy. He is telling that Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasakhyatma Nivedanam. In 64, among 64 bhaktis, these are pramukh, these are important. No? Bhakti can be had only by the mercy of bhakti. Or by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the mercy of Bhakta. But three are the same thing. The mercy of Bhakta is mercy of God and mercy of Bhakti also. How? How?
God acts through the devotee. The Lord bestows His mercy in the form of sending the devotee. The devotee is more merciful than the Lord.
That may be.
Power of attorney.
But by bhakti comes, this theory may be wrong. By telling that by the mercy of bhakta, bhakti is coming.
But a bhakta has devotion in his heart, so it is coming from bhakti.
This is true. One thing, anywhere it has been stated that if Bhagwan is giving bhakti to anyone, why he is not giving to all? Why he is especially giving to anyone? So if God gives, by the mercy of God, Krishna, bhakti comes, it is
favoritism.
Partiality. If a bhakt gives bhakti to anyone, it is also partiality. But he is telling that for Madhya Bhakta it is not partiality. For God it may be partiality.
Not a fault.
Huh?
It is not a fault. It is not a fault.
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 It is fault.
If Madhyam Bhakti gives, it is adosh.
If Bhagwan gives, Krishna gives, it may be called as a fault. If Uttamadhikari gives, it also may be as a fault. But if Madhyamadhikari gives, it is no fault. Why? Because it has been stated in Srimad Bhagavat that prema maitri kripapeksha jah karoti sa madhyama. Those who do prem to Krishna, maitri to Vaishnavas, and kripa to inferiors, and upeksha to those who are opposite of bhakti, it is the lakshan of madhyamatikari bhakti. So if he gives, no harm, no
dosh,
both,
no fault. But without mercy of Krishna, a bhakta cannot give. Bhagavat kripa is on gamani of bhakta kripa. When uttamadhikari cannot do any prarthana that, O God, give him prema bhakti. He can do.
When he's equal to all.
Equal to all. But a special thing is that he knows that everyone has bhakti. Uttam adhikari. He sees everyone as Uttam Bhakta. He knows that everyone, even Kansa has prema bhakti. He does not see anything without prema bhakti. All are serving by direct or indirect, they are all loving Krishna and doing service to Krishna. So he will not pray for anyone that he should have your mercy. But Madhyam Adhikari does not see like this, because he is not Uttam Bhakta. If any Uttam Bhakta prays for anyone, that is, he comes at that time in any reason, he has come to Madhyam Adhikari. This is the act of Madhyam Adhikari. So Madhyam Adhikari can pray for Krishna mercy, and by hearing, Krishna will fulfill his wish, because it is karuna of Krishna. So it is not fault for Krishna to fulfill the Madhyam Adhikari wish and to give mercy to anyone. So here three things are from bhakti. Krishna has Samvid and Hladini in his heart. Bhakta also from Krishna, they have this thing. And this is called bhakti. So there is no fault.
This is when the Madhyam Adhikari, he gives, it seems like he can only give, he can give sadhana bhakti, he cannot give siddha bhakti, the Madhyam Adhikari. It seems like only Uttama Bhava Bhakta can give sadhya bhakti.
That is true. They can only show path. Narad, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they can give prema. As a friend, equal. There are so many things. So this Nodha Bhakti can be had from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Without mercy, we cannot have this thing. And this bhakti, sadhan bhakti, paripak is bhav bhakti, and paripak of bhav bhakti is prem. Paripak means ripen.
Ripen.
Purvarti Acharya, second.
What is the verse, Sanskrit verse?
Bhaktai, bhakti purvai srita, tantu rasam pased jattadhi, tang nomi satatam, rupanam priya janam hare.
We can only, is there an example given of it from some other shastra? Then we can find it.
This is in
we
Mool.
We don't have that.
Mool?
We only have the
Only Anubhava, translation.
No, we have the when he gives when he gives an example from some other scripture,
shloka.
Some shloka, then we have that.
And original?
Original, we only have the translation, not the shloka.
Not original.
No, we don't have the Sanskrit. We only just like here's the original. Whenever he quotes some Sanskrit, just like Brahmano hi pratishtaham, that he is given.
Oh, and
other things he has only given the English translation.
Achha.
So if you, when you speak a new part, if you tell us some example of some shloka, then we will.
Bhakti purvai svita tantu rasam pasyeta jatadit. For Rupa Goswami, he is praying to Rupa Goswami. Second. Brahma Puchha Pratishtha before this. Original, very beginning. Very beginning. What he is meaning, he, what he has given.
I pay my continual obeisances to Sri Rupa Goswami, dear most of the Lord, by whose mercy the intelligence is attained to see bhakti manifesting its complete rasas.
He is here telling that a speciality of Rupa Goswami. And here the speciality of bhakti before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many persons, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, Sanak Sanandana Sanatan, and Nava Jogendra, about whom in Srimad Bhagavat so many things are given. They have done bhakti to Krishna, but not like Rupa Sanatan they have done. So, their bhakti was not as a rush. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami or all other Goswamis have given bhakti. This bhakti is a rasa sarupa. Prahlad Maharaj bhakti is called only Gyan Mishra bhakti. Not Gyan Mishra, but kya wo Gyan? Gyan. Prahlad Maharaj is Gyani bhakta. Sanak Sanandana Sanatana are also Jnani Bhakta. What is the meaning of Jnani Bhakta? Not Nirvisheshvad here. Jnani means they always remember that Krishna is seen as a boy, but he is Sarvaishwaryasali.
He is the Supreme Lord.
Supreme Lord. I am very part and particles of that. Here only Dasya Bhakti can be done, no Prima Bhakti. So all others, other Bhakta, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were practicing only that kind of Aishwaryamai Bhakti. And what definition has been given of Vaishnavata in Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, ki shloka tari. Je akrita doha badanya kripalu akrita doha badanya mridhi suchi akinchan. There are 26 qualities of uttam bhakta, but last one is Krishna Krishnaika Saran. Krishnaika Saran means those who are
surrendered
full surrendered to Krishna. if this only one virtue is not there among 26, then all are in vain. No? And if bhakti, surrender bhakti, that is saranagati, is there, then all virtues are virtues. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that iho bhajya saranagati. Saranagati is no doubt very good thing, but it is not prema bhakti. It can give an entrance in bhakti rajyamalli. So, Najogendra and all others in 11th skanda of Srimad Bhagavat, they are doing bhakti. They know and they realize there are realized souls even, but not doing braja bhakti. Only Vaikuntha bhakti they can give or they can practice. ठीक है? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this bhakti only to a few number of persons, not to all. Those who came in the sight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave them. But Rupa Goswami, by writing in books and practicing in Vrindavan, he has done sulabh for all. Sulabh means available for us also.
Easy to obtain.
Whether we can do or not, but we can have greed by reading his books. And we'll have any source, we will discover any source how to get it. If there was no Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and books of Raghunath Das Goswami or Vishwanath Chakravarti, Thakur Jiva Goswami, we are quite blind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he gave, and that's all.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Previously you said that a Rupa Nuga Vaishnava must be a Madhurya Bhakta, must be in the line of Rupa Goswami, following in the footsteps of the gopis. But perhaps someone could say that a Rupa Nuga Vaishnava should be a Braja Bhakta, someone who is following the Brajavasis. It may be in Sakya Ras, may be in parental mood, or it might be in conjugal mood, but any one of them is a Rupa Nuga Vaishnava.
They will be Raganuga Bhakta. And among Raganuga Bhakta, some will be as a Rupanuga. Every Rupanuga is Raganuga. But every Raganuga is not Rupanuga. They are all Raganuga.
Just like someone may read even so many of the things that Rupa Goswami has written, and there is not only the conjugal mood, but there are some very nice lilas involving Subal, Saka, so they will become nourished.
They will be certainly, but Vallabhacharya has also did so in his books. And all other Chatur Sampradaya Vaishnavas has done so. So, it is Raganuga. Especially his own heart will be seen here. If they are following Rupa Goswami, what he was doing, not written. He has written for general so many things. But what he has done to follow me is Rupanuga. Those who are not following Rupa Goswami activities and his inner motives, then he is not Sanatana Goswami has Sanatana Gopal Bhatta Goswami and you have read Padyavali?
Yeah.
The writers of poems all are Raganuga. So whom Rupa Goswami has collected. But they are not Raganu Bhakti was there. Here he is telling this thing in this Vrishti, that all acharyas before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Rupa Goswami. They may be Raganuga also. They may be. But there is chance to go in Vaikunthiya Bhakti, like Prahlad Maharaj or all others. Only Srimad Bhagavat Pishi, Vritrasur, we see something there, but not openly he has written.
What is that thing?
This is Swakiya Bhav, it may be. It may be Parkiya. He has not told clearly all these things.
Right here, of
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked it. Jiva Goswami has written so much on these slokas.
But in Padyavali, we see that some of the poets, they have written very beautiful things about the inner mood of Srimati Radhika. Surely they must have been not only Raganuga, but even they must be...
No, they have written so many things, but as a dasi they have not told. No, Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi, they cannot be told. They are not following Rupa Manjari. So how they can be told Rupanuga? Those who are following every actions and wishes of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami has two shapes. One parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and one parikar of Krishna. By inner he is associates of Srimati Radhika and upper, he is as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu parikar, but he is sadhak there. And innerly he is not sadhak. So those who follow both things of Rupa Goswami is Rupanuga. When he is Rupa Manjari, he has no other anything, no other sight for Sakharas or Vatsalyaras or Dasyaras, even not Kamanuga. In Kamanuga, only this maid servant of only Srimati Radhika as a Manjari. So those who are following this, they are Rupanuga.
And as a sadhaka, as Rupa Goswami, he may have sight of other things.
All of that things. He is associating with Sakya, Bhava, Murari Gupta, Anupam Goswami. He is meeting with all of them. But inner, he will not meet. He can meet only to have any business for Radhika. How Krishna can be have, how we can meet Krishna, Radhika will meet Krishna. For this only salah, paramarsha. Paramarsha means? What is the meaning of paramarsha?
Suggestion.
For any suggestion. Like Rupa Manjari can meet Subal for suggestion. He can meet Sridham also, Subal, Madhu Mangal Shikhandi. But not that he will have the idea of that Sakya Bhava.
So, Sri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Satitam Dena Bhutale. So, Rupa Goswami has established both the sadhaka and the siddha desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world.
Manubhishtam means you will have to think here. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya vatirana kalau samarpayitum unnoto jalarasang sri bhakti siya. Especially this thing. Unnat ujjala rasa, unnat ujjala rasang sva bhakti sriyam. Here, anything, anywhere I have seen of Srila Bhakti Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he is telling that Rupa Goswami or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not given Unnat Ujjwala Rasa. He has not come to give Unnat Ujjwala Rasa. Unnat Ujjwala Rasa of his Radhika Devi. He has come to enjoy that thing. So it is only it is within Srimati Radhika. Unnata Ujjwala Rasa, Parakiya Bhav, Vishuddha, Mahabhav. That's it called Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. Swabhakti, Swabhakti here, Srimati Radhika is Swabhakti of Krishna. Swamane, Krishna, who fulfills every desire of Krishna. Bhakti means seva. So here Swabhakti means Srimati Radhika and he is of Unnat Ujjwala Rasa. He, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give all these things. He has come to enjoy all these things. But he has come to give his Sriyam. Sriyam means Swabhakti Sriyam. Sriyam means Sobha. Sobha means beauty. That is, if a creeper has manjari, without manjari, anything has something lacking. If you touch the creeper, manjari will be second.
More.
And this is beauty of this creeper. So Radhika's beauty, Sri Armanjari's, and their bhava he came to give these things for Jivas. Not Radhika bhava. Very important thing, most sacred thing. I think that so the red Chaitanya, so many persons are read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radhika Bhav. Radhika Bhav he came to enjoy. Understand something?
Do you have a question?
He came to enjoy it, not to give it? Radhika Bhav?
Radhika Bhav. And Radhika Bhav, Sri means Shobhar Sandarya. Beauties are manjari. So manjari bhav he has come to give manjari bhav. This is general thing for jeev. Jeev cannot have radha bhav. They radha dashi they can have. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave them radha dashi bhav. And it is clearly written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dialogue.
Can every jiva accept this if he is purified, or just some jivas who have that seed in their heart?
Only the jivas who has seed like this.
Like that.
Every jiva. every seed cannot be mango. They cannot be, they may be of others. So, every jiva has a special kind of soul.
So everyone who is attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, it doesn't mean they are necessarily have this, will attain this Manjari Bhava.
No, surely, but they have chance. Surely.
We are preaching very widely all over India, all over the world. People are taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Now as he asked, will they necessarily be attracted in this way? The seed in their heart may not be. But
no. We see that someone comes and joins and again goes to Ramanuj, Madhva or other, they go. They also go to hell also.
Hell bhava.
Naraka bhava.
So, everyone has not the same thing. But I think that the touched stone, he can attract only iron rod, iron, not others. So with seed that so many persons, those persons who are attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have something to be attracted.
Would it be more accurate to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give came to give Manjari Bhav than Raganuga in
this
general?
That
when it says Madhurya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is that Madhurya refer to just the gopis or spontaneous devotion?
Only the bhav who Rupa Goswami that has, only it is to give for jeeves. Not of Shyamala, Bhadra, Srimati Radhika, Chandravali, this bhav cannot be given. They are beyond Mahabhav. So jeev can be can have only Radha Dasi bhav. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this bhav and to enjoy Radha bhav. Though it is not clearly written anywhere, but by instances and by preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by writing of Rupa Goswami and all other, we see it clearly.
Someone is attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. They may also be attracted to Nityananda Prabhu. They may also be in Sakyabhava.
They may be. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many bhakti are there.
Nityananda had such a big... So many of his sakas are there, friends.
It may be. No harm. Among them, a few person will have this Madhur Bhav.
Some people have the seed of Vaikuntha. But if somebody, if they're practicing in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, but they don't come in touch with this...
At first, no swarup. Whether they can join Ramanuj, Madhva, Mahaprabhu or anything. After going some anartha, then it will be just. No sarup at all is this time. When anartha goes, and when he has some ruchin, even nishtha cannot give this thing. When his ruchi will come, asakti will come, it can be said a little. That what his sarup may be.
But but some people have the seed of Vaikuntha Bhava in their heart. Some people have that.
That's
just like Narada Muni.
Bhishma.
Narada also.
Narada has every kind of thing. He has so many swarups. He may be Sakya, he may be of Vaikuntha, he may be of Swarga, he may be... Where Krishna Lila is going on, he is in so many forms. And he is capable, he is able to be in so far.
He said, a bhakta practicing still has an artist, but he is interested to hear about Swarupa and Gopi Manjari Bhav. What is that interest? What is that inclination? It's not, you said that's not Swarupa yet. What is that?
In general, these feelings of world, it may be also.
May that be encouraged? Should that be encouraged?
His question is...
This will be encouraged for Vaidhi Bhakti.
But he begins to hear now more than Vaidhi Bhakti. He may be encouraged even though he still has an artist.
If he has earnest desire, otherwise he will lose something. Those who are practicing Raganuga, they can judge it. Whether this would be or not. But in these conditions, no sign of Raganuga Bhakti can be seen and also be not judged. You are understanding? When doing sadhana bhakti, noda bhakti and all other bhaktis, and he has actual greed. Actual greed means no attachment at all, only towards Krishna, as Bilva Mangal. He has so much attachment. But when he inclined towards Krishna, he never saw this back, here and there, only one towards Krishna.
But it sometimes seems that a Raganuga Vaishnava, he can see a spark in someone, even though there may be so many anarthas, and by his sarusanga, he can fan that spark so much, it seems that way.
We can know something by Jaiva Dharma. By Vijay Kumar and Rajanath and their preceptors, we can have some idea.
I think your clock is not working right. It works too quickly. it needs to be taken to the shop.
We'll take it for you.
Achata, he is telling that Uddhava was bhakta, Narada, Suka, Jamunacharya. Who is Jamunacharya? Guru of Ramanuja. Nath Muni, Goda Devi. These are of Ramanuja Sampradaya. Godadavi Ishvakiya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. Srinath Muni is also of Madhurya Bhav. They have done seva to Krishna with prem. Without prem, in Vaikuntha also there is prem. Vaikunthiya prem. But they have done it. But Ragalakhana, Braja Bhakti, they have not done. Rupa Goswami has so the path. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, firstly, he inspired in the heart of Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami and others. And they have shown in Bhakti Rasa Swami Sindhu or by their practice. So, here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, first of all, praying Rupa Goswami. By his grace, this bhakti can be had.
This is a very nice way to go, slowly but surely through everything.
So many things can be.
So much will come.
Otaniyala.
Now, tomorrow is our party. You remember we discussed about going on party from.
Tomorrow? For 11? What is the date?
Tomorrow will be 11.
Oh.
Today is a very lucky day, according to the Chinese.
Chinese?
Double 10 it is called.
Achcha.
Because it's 10th October.
Achcha.
October is the 10th month, and it's the 10th day. It's a very good day, according to the Chinese.
Achcha.
So we have come to you.
You will come tomorrow?
You were mentioning Bandiravan.
When you will come?
You should say.
When, Hanuman?
You tell us now.
What will be?
Six.
Convenience should be yours. How to get back in the right time for you. You should calculate when you want to come back and then decide when we should leave.
If he start from here 6, or before 6 you can.
Okay.
If it is convenient for you to come before 6.
We will be here early. At 5:30.
We come here at 5:30.
And then when you are ready to go, we will go.
I will be ready. No late.
We'll be here at
5:30. Huh? तो गाड़ी है बंद रहेगी? और वहाँ पर जाएंगे तब तक 6:30 बजे, एक घंटा डेढ़ घंटा लग जाएगा. अभी इतनी हम तो जाते हैं बाहर में टहलने के लिए अभी. मोजा वजा सब ले लेंगे. देरी होएगा उसमें. हाँ, you can come. We can start from 6 from here.
What about your breakfast?
What you will bring?
We will bring some things. Some puffed rice.
You can.
What things do you like?
He takes chickpeas also.
I want only Giriraj Prem. You can bring some Prem for me. That we do.
Is Mansarov close enough to see too?
Huh?
When we see Bandiravan, can we also see Manasarov?
Yes, see it.
Huh? Yeah. Come. In the way it will be. About 2 or 3 miles interior. We can go. Bandirban and Mansarovar.
Shamban?
Huh?
Shamban. Shamban.
Shamban?
Is right?
Sridham.
And Bansiban.
It is Bandirban.
Yes.
Within Bandirban.
So much the Pralamba.
You have gone once with me?
No, not with you.
Who?
Just the panda has took me.
Take. We'll go 3 things. Yes. In the way we will chant. And coming we will chant. Take.
We all feel that we have made some progress.
You think so?
Yes, and our questions are coming.
What?
When you read the text and speak, then it brings out questions.
But very Mongol.
Don't do so.
Why?
We are God brothers.
But I am a thief. I cannot discriminate anymore.
He is thief.
He is biggest thief. He is the leader of the thieves.
Very innocent. Anything to stole. Perhaps you have stolen your guru heart. Huh?
This is his specialty.
They are earning by honest means, but I'm not capable. So I have to steal. I have no choice.
I will have some fruits from here and eat.
We will bring some things also. We'll have a picnic.
Just like Mama.
Yeah.
Okay.